Music from the Mountain Goats. That's from their latest album. It's called All Eternal's Deck. And that was Birth of Serpents. Before that, we heard from Blitzen Trapper, an older tune from their first major album on Sub Pop. That was the title track from Fur. We had the Decemberists doing O Valencia. And music from the Rebel Set from their latest album. That was Oh Well, Whatever You Say. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Community Mercy Hospice, providing compassionate, professional in-home care for the terminally ill and their families. Information is online at community-mercy.com or by calling 937-390-9665. Well, I am Juliette Frumhold, and I am very, very excited to welcome our guests into the studio this evening. They're getting ready to go on tour. They've got a bunch of dates scheduled. They're going to be playing in Columbus on June 4th. We'll be giving you all the details about that. And if you happen to be listening on one of their tour stops, we'll tell you where to find all of that information as well. And we'll be talking about all kinds of cool stuff they've got going on. But first, I'm going to hand things over to Army of Infants for a live set from the WYSO studios.
My heart and soul. Oh, better, so much better to have. I can't sleep if you are not around. I can't sleep when you are not around. It's my pain, it's all the same to me. Me.
Army of Infants live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. Stick around. Find out where you can see these guys live. They're getting ready to go on tour. We'll tell you all about it next on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
I'm Eva Buttacavoli of the Dayton Visual Arts Center, art activist, art collector, and three-year Dayton transplant. I listen to WYSO to keep up with world news, world music, and thoughtful stories from around the world. But really, I'm just excited to say Nikki Iliopoulos on the air. Nikki Iliopoulos. I think my parents would be proud. To make your parents proud, visit WYSO.org and make a pledge today.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliette Frumhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by the two guys that make up Army of Infants, Jared and Jacob. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Very happy to have you both in studio this evening. Why don't we start off, tell me a little bit about how you two started playing together.
Well, we live not far from each other. We're kind of neighbors, and we were always in the same music. And he played drums, and I played guitar, and it just kind of worked itself out.
Did you find that close proximity just sort of led to, you know, kind of jamming together at first, and you kind of had a band before you even, you know, formally decided we're going to have a band, or?
Yeah, actually, we played together in high school and stuff, and we played with a bass player back then, but he lived right next door to us, so.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah. Proximity makes it easier.
Totally.
Now, how long have you guys been playing out as Army of Infants?
Two, three years.
Cool. And I know you guys did the Buddha Den Intro Expo, and you're getting ready to embark on a tour. Is this going to be your first time on the road, or have you gotten out before this?
Oh, we did one last year, about the same time, actually, but it was a bit shorter. It was only 2 weeks. So this is like three and a half weeks.
And do you find that is it hard to, from your previous experience, you know, be a band going out, you know, for the first time going out and touring, and do you feel like now you're better prepared to sort of, you know, handle the road and you know sort of where to get bookings and things like that?
Yeah, we definitely feel more comfortable about going out this time. We know what to expect going out, that you can't really find a place to stay all the time. Like last time we had to break down and get a motel a couple of times. But this time we're actually bringing a third person along to run our merch table, Eric Nedro. And yeah, he's got a lot of hookups and stuff, a lot of family, a lot of friends, a lot of connections that we're going to sleep in with these people.
So it always pays to have the well-connected person involved.
Oh, yeah. And Eric's definitely the well-connected person that everybody should know.
Well, I know that as part of this tour, you guys have a limited edition 7-inch that you're going to be taking with us. Tell me about that.
Well, it's our first record. It's our first like real release, I suppose. We put out like a CD of older songs that we don't play anymore, just to have something to give to people with our name on it when we'd play shows and they would ask for it. But we got it from URP down in Tennessee, and it's a limited edition. They're all their own unique color. They have different swirls in them. Some are like real dark purple color. Some are real bright kind of red color with all these different other colors mixed into them. They're all hand stamped by Jake and myself.
Very cool. Do you guys find that as musicians, do you like having something out on vinyl a little better than having it out on CD? Are you guys vinyl fans?
Yeah. We are vinyl fans. Yeah.
Yeah. Vinyl junkies.
Yeah. It's our preferred medium.
And do you plan on then doing a full length sometime later or later this year or whatever?
Yeah, it's in the works. That's the next plan. We just got to save up for it.
Yeah. Do you guys, when you record, do you because there seems to be a really great live dynamic when I'm watching you play here in the studio. There's a lot of energy, you know, flying through the room. Do you guys prefer to record live to tape, or do you parse things out, or how does that work in a recording setting?
Well, we kind of work newer stuff out in a live setting and just practice it until we get something that we feel is cohesive enough to record. And then we actually, the way that we record, we have to do it track by track, so we don't record live because we can't split all the tracks up. But we're excited, looking into the prospects of recording live at some point in time.
Cool.
After the tour.
Very cool. Very cool. So what are kind of the plans after the tour? You guys are going to be on the road until July. What's the rest of the summer looking like for you? Are you guys going to be playing around town much, or pretty much devoting your time to the album after that?
Well, when we get back, there's no any dates or anything. So I don't know. We might take a break for like a week or so. We like to play a lot. We don't take breaks too often. We practice a lot. So probably just keep practicing, working on the new songs, and just trying to come up with more songs, get a whole bunch of songs to dissect and pick which ones that we want to put on a full length. And then we might be recording with a couple of friends from Bowling Green at their cabin.
Yeah, I'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, so.
Is it hard to, because it sounds like you're starting this process, is it hard to take all of these songs that you guys have written and have been working on and figure out, you know, kind of which ones make the cut for the album and which ones are going to be, you know, at least left behind for now? Is that difficult, you know, to sort of have to judge your own creations and pick out which ones are going where?
No, not really. Like, we did that with the single. Those were two new songs that we had been playing. We hadn't even recorded them, and we were talking about releasing the record. We were talking about what songs to put on there. There were some older songs that we really like and that people like, and they always want us to put it out. But we just decided just to do these new songs, just immediately record them. Like, we recorded them and sent them out right after we recorded them, and they got pressed on the vinyl. So it's not that hard. We know, I don't know, which songs are stronger than others.
Yeah, we know what we like.
As far as your writing process, do you guys mostly just work stuff out when you're rehearsing, or does one of you kind of take the lead on songwriting, or is it you know, a real collaborative process the whole way through?
It's been mixed so far. Most of the time, especially lately, everything's been kind of worked on while we're practicing and rehearsing, and they just come together and we just start kind of jamming on something, and then
it's only two of us. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's really easy.
It does certainly make it easier.
There's nobody else gumming up the works.
Yeah, and we listen to a lot of the same music, and we're influenced by all the, like, the same bands and people and production styles and writing styles and stuff, so there's no, like, selfish arguments or anything, everything. We all have the same ideas. We always are on the same page at the same time.
Pretty much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about influences. You know, in your music, I'm hearing, you know, classic punk, some surf rock, you know, some early rock and roll influences. Where do you guys come from musically, and what sorts of things are you bringing into the band?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of garage rock. So I mean, if that's all you listen to all the time, that's pretty much what you're gonna put out, you know?
We like the OCs a lot, and a lot of those garage rock bands like No Bunny and the Dum Dum Girls, a lot of the girl bands especially. But we also lately, like, we've both been listening to a lot of Buddy Holly and stuff, and getting in kind of the 50s style rock and roll, like Gene Vincent and people like that.
Simpler times.
Simpler times. But also, like, the Ramones music and stuff, too. We listen to a lot of the Ramones because they're basically like those bands, except just faster and distorted.
And a lot of those old girl groups.
Yeah, doo-wop bands like the Ronettes and stuff.
You guys are speaking to me. That Ronettes, you gotta love that stuff. Yeah. Do you guys find that, like, being fans of the girl groups, you know, that incorporates the whole idea of, like, wall of sound? Do you guys want to experiment with any of that in your recording or anything like that?
We like doing crazy different things when we record all the time. So yeah, it's definitely something maybe at some point in time.
Lots of reverb. Love lots of reverb.
Yeah. Tons and tons of reverb.
Just singing through unconventional microphones, you know, distorted vocals and stuff like that, like lo-fi sounds. I love that.
So do you guys then get into kind of the engineering end of things when you're working on your recordings? Are you guys sort of into, you know, it sounds like you are like messing with different microphones and, and different styles and things like that. You get into that end of it too.
Yeah, we like doing lots of different miking techniques and using room mics and stuff. Lots of trying to get a room sound and miking like the back of the cabinet and stuff with the bass mic, or sitting through distorted microphones or unconventional microphones.
Right. I mean, we record at my house, so we can pretty much do anything we want, really. Money and time's not an issue when you record at home.
We can spend ages just setting up the sound before we record something that's like 2 minutes long.
That's got to make it fun, though, because you can kind of build on what you have. Do you guys find that throughout that process that songs that, you know, kind of started one way in rehearsal through the recording process have evolved and turned into something completely unexpected?
Yeah, that happens actually quite frequently, I think, because when we work on them while we're rehearsing, you know, there's only the two of us, so it's just straight guitar. It's the core of the song, really. But when we go and record, like, Jake will add a whole bunch of extra percussion stuff, and I like to add extra guitar parts and stuff that aren't necessarily part of the, you know, it's not like the power chords, just extra jangly guitar parts and feedback, lots of feedback and reverse guitars.
Does that then, like, make it hard to go back and perform those songs live? Do you then change the way you play them live, or do you just kind of strip them back down from whatever you've added in the recording?
It does. That's our kind of our process, really. That's how they all start out. They all start out one way when we're practicing, and then they go and they come into a different thing when we record it. And then we try and like play the recording. We're like covering Army of Infants when we replay these songs. It always takes like a different shape when we play it live. We try and like with all the different parts, extra percussion parts and the extra guitar parts, we like to pick and choose which ones we can recreate live while still playing the core of the song like we used to play it before we recorded it. So it's always changing.
Kind of learning and unlearning and relearning your own process a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on where you're going and future releases, where can they check you guys out online?
On Facebook, of course, like everybody. But you can also go to bandcamp.armyofinfants.com or armyofinfants.bandcamp.com, which is where you can buy a record. And if you buy a record through there, you get the MP3s instantly for free.
Very cool.
Maybe we'll send you a button since we're mailing it and stuff. We'll send you something for free.
A little something. Maybe.
Well, I know your next show is up in Columbus at the Tree Bar with Northwest Ordnance who else?
Lucian's Towns, man. And he's from Bowling Green or Toledo. But
same.
And then another band to be announced a little bit later.
Yeah, there'll be a local band most likely on that bill. So stay tuned, children. Yeah. It's June 14th. That's like the first date of our tour.
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Party on a Thursday.
We're going to start in Columbus, and we're going to end in Columbus too.
Yeah, we're going to be playing at the Boneyard on July 7th. That's like a house venue or something, so that'll be a pretty good way to end the tour.
Very nice. Is it a different vibe when you guys do like a bigger venue and then do a house show? Do you tackle that differently, or do you find that it's a different vibe to have the audience right there at a house show?
I'd much rather have them right there. I like playing the smaller places really because it's. You know, it's a lot nicer, but we don't really play any different. We just play loud all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. Well, speaking of playing loud, shall we get to some more live music here in a second?
Of course, yes.
All righty. Do you guys want to give any introduction to what you're going to be playing next?
Yes, the next song is the A-side off of our single, and it's called On Main Street Blues.
We'll be hearing that here in just a moment. It's Army of Infants live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Ira Glass, urging you to listen to This American Life, the only radio program that dares to answer the age-old question, what if Billie Holiday had recorded commercials?
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ever exploring new territory for radio, go out of your way for it. This American Life from Public Radio International.
Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 on YSO.
Hearing voices.
And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max. And he sailed off through night and day.
Where wild things are.
And in and out of weeks and almost over a year. to where the wild things are.
A tribute to Maurice Sendak.
Children's books are the bottom end of the totem pole.
Where wild things are, this week on Hearing Voices.
Thursday night at 11 on your public radio station, WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we are ready to hear some more live music. I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO performance space for more music from Army of Infants. Art Me of Infants live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out. Next live date is June 14th at the Tree Bar in Columbus. They're going to be playing with our good friends Northwest Ordnance, and they're going to be kicking off their tour. We've got a link up to their tour dates and to where you can find more information on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Surf on over there and find some info on this great band. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Right now, music from Feist. This is from her latest called Metals, and this is The Bad in Each Other.